Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your Sunday preview for January 13th, 2019, looking at the baptism of Jesus. The season of Epiphany runs from January 6th until the Sunday before Ash Wednesday. And as we probably talked about last week, the season of Epiphany is where we see especially Jesus revealing his glory in words and in miracles. But on this first Sunday after Epiphany, we first see Jesus being baptized. Jesus being baptized where God reveals his glory, and we see our triune God. We see the Son standing in the water. We see the Holy Spirit descending like a dove and landing lightly on him. We see the heavens open and the Father speaking, "This is my Son whom I love," which he will speak and say again, I think two more times during the ministry of Jesus. The long-expected Christ has arrived. The waiting is over as the Son of David is anointed. The Father's approval sounds from heaven and kind of bookends the season of Epiphany. We hear it again at the Mount of Transfiguration on that last Sunday before Ash Wednesday. With the Holy Spirit and with power, God would speak again on the Mount of Transfiguration as the Son reveals his glory. During the season of Epiphany, at least here at Resurrection Lutheran Church, we're going to be following a theme or kind of a series called Where in the World is God? And it's going to focus on the gospel lessons and ask, can we find God where he is? And where can God be found? The series was put together by Pastor Mike Zarling from Epiphany Lutheran Church in Racine, Wisconsin. And there's some corresponding artwork that kind of is a little bit abstract, and hopefully I'll get it up into the show notes or something like that. And the idea there is that the question, where in the world is God, is a question that Christians ask, that Christians wonder about. Because we've got, you know, secret sorrow and secret pain, and we wonder, where is God? It's a question that the questioning might ask. Those who wonder and think, well, Christianity sounds kind of nice, but where is your God? What has he done for you lately? It's even a question that the cynic would ask, wherein is your God? As though scoffing, what good is he? What good is having a God if he's not going to show up? So kind of together with that question, we'll also be considering different aspects of what we call apologetics. Apologetics is the attempt to make a defense for Christianity. And Lutheran apologetics simply focus on discussion, on addressing the objection long enough and in a valid enough way to get past it and say, well, that may be your objection, but let's talk about Jesus. So this Sunday, we're going to be talking about especially the aspect of worldview, which is to say, kind of the way we view the world. Imagine that. Worldview is our perspective on life. And as a Christian, there are baseline assumptions that form your worldview. Your worldview as a Christian is that people are inherently evil and that they can't be coached out of evil. They will do evil when and where they have opportunity, and the only thing that will restrain them is the law, the tool of the law. Also, as a Christian, part of your worldview is that Jesus is the only way to heaven and that God creates faith through his tools, his means of grace. And that there in the gospel, we have Jesus giving us forgiveness, God giving us the forgiveness that Jesus won unconditionally, free of charge, and saying, dear child, this is yours. As part of your worldview, then you also see good works in the proper light, in a biblical light, that they don't bring us closer to God, but they're the fruit, they're the result of having been brought close to God. Part of your worldview is also that God created the world in 7 regular 24-hour days, and that God will end the world on Judgment Day at the end of time. And since God created the world and will end the world, that means that the time of our life here on earth is our time to bring glory to God, and that we are accountable to him and according to what he has said in his word for how we are to live. All that is part of your worldview. And by and large, all of that is rejected by secular society and or twisted by fellow Christians. And all of that is kind of the way that we see life because we've been baptized. That's the point of today's sermon, I suppose, that in baptism, God gave you a baptismal worldview that says, here is this new life of faith that has been planted within you. You have been buried with Christ. You have been raised with Christ as an objective statement of fact. And there's the fact that Jesus rose means also the fact that water dripped off your head. And that means that you have been given a new life by God and that you see life differently. You have a different worldview. So our gospel reading today comes from Luke chapter 3, verses 15 to 17 and 21 and 22. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might be the Christ. John answered them, "I baptize you with water, but someone mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor. He will gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. While he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. I am well pleased with you." Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. And so we see that the word of the Lord through John and the waters of his baptism powerfully proclaimed preparation for the arrival of the Messiah. The Messiah would come with justice to rule the people with equity. At his own baptism, Jesus is anointed with the Holy Spirit and power as our prophet, priest, and king to the approval of God the Father. Just as he who knew no sin was baptized, our baptism is also an anointing by the Spirit, but for the forgiveness of our sins. This is our connection to Christ and his redeeming work. You can find us this morning at 9 a.m. at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. And with the snow, if you're not going to be able to hazard the roads, then tune in on YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. Or if you tune in, look at our Facebook page, facebook.com/resurrectionmaumee, I believe, you'll be able to find the link for today's live stream beginning at about, 8:45 Eastern Time. God bless your day.